call it the best show in the country.
Right, you know, I always comment positively on how good of a show you have, and I'm sincere about that.
Some call it the biggest inspiration on radio.
Dr. White, it's you. It's not them. It's not the callers. It's you. Dr. White is too much.
We call it Power Talk. On News and Talk 1380 WAOK. And now your hostess, Lorraine Jacques White. Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Baby, you don't know what you do to me. Between me and you, I feel like chemistry. I won't let no one come and take your place. Cause the love you give, it can't be replaced. See, no one else love me like you do. That's why I don't mind to spend my life with you. I wanna please you in any way I can.
We're back. News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Tweet on it or speak on it today. Our feature is gay men raising children. Is this the new wave of parenting? You can tweet us at Lorraine1380, Facebook us at Lorraine J. White, or call 404-892-2703. And we welcome this morning to Tweet On It or Speak On It, Eric and Orlando. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. White.
We're excited to have you with us this morning. And let's begin. Is it safe for me to verify or to say that you are gay?
Absolutely.
Is that okay?
Absolutely, yes.
Not a problem for us. We're very proud of who we are.
Okay. How long have you been together?
We've been together this summer. It'll be 14 years.
And you are parents?
Yes, we have two boys.
And we've been parents. We got our oldest son 6 years ago. 6 years ago. And we recently adopted our second son a little over a year ago. It'll be 2 years in October.
How old are they?
Our oldest is 11.
And our youngest is 9.
Is 9.
Now, you have always wanted to be parents?
Well, I've always wanted to be a parent. I am one of two siblings, and both my brother and I are gay. And I've always known that I wanted to be a parent, but I had to be with the right partner in order to make that happen.
So did you adopt, or did you have someone to carry? How did you do this?
We adopted 14 years ago, as Eric said, when we first met. He was very clear up front about wanting to be a parent, and he was unsure about how that was going to happen, whether it was going to be surrogacy or egg donors or something of that nature, but he was sure. So we continued the conversation, and at about year 8, we decided that we would look into our options, and we determined that adoption was the best option for us. So at that time, we sought out an adoption agency here in Atlanta and took parenting classes, got our certification, and then started the process towards selecting our son.
You know, a lot of people talk about the difficulty that they have in adopting children and how long the process takes. Was the process difficult or any harder because you're gay?
No, absolutely not. I don't think so. I think in our classes that we went to, we had to go to classes for 10 weeks. And out of that class, you would be surprised at how many in our class were same gender loving couples, and it was not an agency that was geared towards that. It was an agency that was geared towards helping African Americans take care of African American children.
So then, did the class include, or everything that was taught in the class would apply to parents?
It was parenting across the board. Mm-hmm. In the class, we also had single females who were looking at adoption. We had one single male. We had couples who were, for whatever reasons, seeking to adopt children. And when we, I would suggest to anybody who might fit the same profile as we do, who might be gay, single parents, are single individuals or something of that nature, looking at adoption as a resource, to choose your agency very carefully, because some agencies are Christian agencies and they would not be the agency that you would want to solicit for the adoption process, because their views may not jive along with yours. So I'd say, first of all, Google adoption agencies in the Atlanta area and find one that is a good fit for you. We were fortunate enough to find one that was the case for us.
Could, when we return, we will ask Orlando and Eric, and we are certainly grateful to have them with us this morning, if they could explain to us what the class was like. What was the process like briefly? And how have people received you as parents? When we return, we are talking about gay couples raising or adopting children, and we are certainly grateful to have two parents, two daddies, and they have children. And we're going to talk to them this morning on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. When we return, we'll find out what the process, the classes were like. Briefly, when we return to News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Coming up this morning at 9 o'clock, it's Dear Lorraine. Got issues, love problems, romance issues, family drama, problems on the job, money or financial problems. Or you've been doing something wrong and you just want to tell somebody about it. Or a deep secret that you may want to get off your chest. Or if you just need advice, I want to help. Email me at dearlorraine1380@gmail.com. And every day at 9 a.m., I'll take your issue to the airways and try to help you change your life. It's dearlorraine1380@gmail.com. All on News at Talk 1380, WAOK.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380, WAOK. Everything about you.
Good morning. Traffic brought to you by Panera Bread. With temperatures just hovering around freezing, we haven't seen any black ice. That's the good news. But you folks outside the perimeter, things are still below freezing, so keep an eye out for that. Very heavy traffic on the West Expressway from Thornton Road all the way past Six Flags. East Expressway's been jammed up.